How's everyone's week going so far? Well, it's actually at the end of the week, at the beginning of a new week. So, hey, before I trip over my words too much more, why don't we begin with a word of prayer and ask for God to show up and do something special. Today I'm going to share a word, and it's a word that came to me as I was reading a book that was sent to me by a missionary. And I get a lot of different books from missionaries saying, hey, read this book. And usually I do read the first chapter or so just to get a feel for it. And as I was reading this book that this one particular missionary sent me, there was this something that really resonated in my heart that really gripped my life. And I believe it's going to grip your life also. So I'm expecting God to do great things today. And my heart's desire is that our hearts will be open, amen? And our minds will be open to what God wants to do in this moment, here in this room and online. So if you can do this, why don't we just bow our heads and let's just have a moment where we just, let's just do this. Everybody just take a deep breath in and let it out. Just say, God, we ask for you to come and we ask for you to move in this place today. God, we just ask that you would speak to us. We ask that our minds will be open. Lord, open minds right now, Lord. I pray that you'd open hearts and soften hearts in this moment. And Lord, I pray, God, that we believe you're a God that still speaks to people in 2021. And Lord, we believe that one of the ways you speak to people is through your word. And Father, I pray that you'd speak to people right now, that there would just be people, that there would be a revelation moment in their lives today. And Lord, that this would be a moment that would change our lives and put us on a new path. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said together, amen, amen. Well, like I said, I want to welcome you to Journey Church this morning. It's hard to believe it's the last day of January, guys. We're almost there. We're making it towards spring. Isn't this great? I think the statistic now is we're getting 2 additional minutes of daylight every day. So the days are getting longer. So it won't be getting dark at 4:30 anymore, okay? So the days are getting longer. So you made it. Let's go for it, okay? Well, what I want to do today is I want to begin with a couple, what I'm calling personal questions. And they're personal where I don't want you to respond out loud, no raising hands. That's not what I'm looking for. But they're questions that I want you to think in your mind. I want you to think even deeper in your heart. A couple questions I want to begin with, throw these out to you. First of all, number one, would you like to experience greater purpose, greater fulfillment in your personal life? Let me ask that one more time. Would you like to experience greater purpose, greater fulfillment in your life? So think about that for a second. Think about it. Would I like to experience greater purpose, fulfillment in my life? Question number 2, equally as big, is this. Would you like to make a greater difference in the world / people around you? Would you like to make a greater difference in the world, the people that are around you? Well, if your answer to either or both of these questions is yes, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to share with you a big key of how you can make this happen. This is a big step that you can take in order to begin to head this direction where your life will have greater fulfillment, purpose, where you'll make a bigger difference in the world and the people around you. And what I want to do today is I want to begin this conversation by saying that there's basically 2 ways you can live your life. So please pay attention. There's 2 ways that we can live our lives. Number 1, we can live our life by our own agenda. I want you to hear that. The first of 2 ways that you can live your life is by your own agenda. That is, our own agenda is what we want to accomplish, what we think would be best in every situation. So what is it that we want to accomplish? What would we think would be best? And when it's about our agenda, we're the ones who call the shots. We call the shots, okay? So that's the first way that you can live your life. You can live your life by your agenda. And I want to say this. By the way, I think this is the path that most people choose to take because this is the path of less resistance. This is the path most people choose to take. It's the easier path to take, okay? Now I want to take a look at the second way that we can choose to live our life. And by the way, I just want to say this real quick. When you live your life by your own agenda, you're really narrowing the impact that you can have. You're just really narrowing what God can do in your life. So let's look at the second way we can live our life. Number two is we can live our life by God's assignment, by God's assignment. And God's assignment is an idea of what God wants to accomplish through you. That's God's assignment, what he wants to accomplish through you. So I want to ask you, I'm going to ask you another question. I want you to really answer this question honestly in your heart this morning. And that question is, do you believe that there is something that God would like to accomplish through you? Do you believe that there's something that God really wants to accomplish through you? Through you. Something that only maybe you can do. Do you believe that God wants to accomplish something through you? Something that is uniquely you and better than you could come up with on your own, okay? So you can live your life one of two ways. You can live your life by your own agenda, or you can live your life by God's assignment. So here's my question, but before I ask the question, I need to remind you that our mission here at Journey Church, a big part of our mission here at this church, is that we want to be people who are becoming more like Jesus. We are becoming more like Jesus. That's what we desire for every one of us, to become more like Jesus. So here's my question. How did Jesus live his life while he was on earth? How did Jesus live his life when he was on earth? Did Jesus live his life by his own agenda? Was it about what he wanted to do, what he thought was best? Or did Jesus live his life desiring to fulfill God's assignment for his life? So how did Jesus live? By his own agenda or by God's assignment? Okay? And to answer this question, what I want to do is I want to look at one verse that really kind of lays out the answer. And the verse is Matthew 16:21. And what we see here is Jesus is having a conversation with his disciples. And it says, from then on, Jesus began to tell his disciples plainly that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and that he would suffer. Let's take a time out there. How many people are big fans of suffering? I don't know about you, but I'm just going to be transparent with you. I hate suffering at all costs, okay? But Jesus said that he would suffer many terrible things at the hand of the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He would be killed, but on the third day, he would be raised from the dead. So what we see in this verse is that Jesus clearly understood and he clearly accepted his God-given assignment, even when it included suffering and even when it included dying. Jesus wasn't about his agenda. He was all about the assignment that God gave him, and that included suffering and dying. But here's the interesting thing. If you know this text, in the very next verse, there's someone that was listening to this conversation, and his name was Peter. And Peter is one of the disciples, and Peter was a very outspoken. He kind of spoke whatever came to his mind without thinking. And look what he says next. In the very next verse, we're going to see Peter inserts not God's assignment, but he inserts God, his own agenda. Look at the verse. But Peter took him aside. Can you imagine Peter saying, Jesus, I got to talk to you privately. And he began to reprimand him for saying such things. He said, heaven forbid, Lord, he said, that this would ever happen to you. So what he's saying to Jesus is he's saying, hey, don't worry about the assignment that God gave you. Hey, here's the agenda that I have for you that you won't suffer. Don't do this. That's not what the plan is. And then what Peter does following in the very next verse is Jesus calls out Peter. And Jesus reinforces his assignment in some very soft words. He's really gentle with Peter, okay? And look at what Jesus said to Peter. It says, Jesus turned to Peter and gently and nicely said, hey, Peter, get away from me, Satan. By the way, those are harsh words, aren't they? Get away from me, Satan. He says, you're a dangerous trap to me. And here's why, because you're seeing things merely from a human point of view and you're not seeing them from God's point of view. So what I want us to see in these three verses is that Jesus, the Son of God, fully man, I want you to see here is that Jesus took God's assignment for his life very serious. He took his assignment from God very serious, okay? And if there's still any doubt, I want to look at one more verse. Let's look at one verse. It comes from John chapter 6, verse 38. Jesus said these words. Jesus, he said, I have come down from heaven, meaning I came to heaven, I came to earth from heaven on Christmas, and I came not to do my own will. It's almost like he's saying, you know what, gang, I didn't come to fulfill my own agenda. But he goes on to say, but I came to do the will of him who sent me, okay? So we see here in these verses that Jesus centered his life around God's assignment for his life. And I want to let you know, as a difference, Jesus' life, I think we would all agree his life made a difference. Amen? His life made a difference in me. His life has made a difference in you. His life has made a difference in everyone. Why? Because he didn't come with his own agenda. He came to fulfill his God-given assignment, even when it meant suffering, even when it meant dying. But we all know the end of the story, that he was raised again on the third day. So that's Jesus. That's Jesus. Now what I want to do is I want to talk about us. I want to talk about you and me. And I want to ask you a very personal question, so please remove every distraction here this morning. Here's my question for you. Will you live your life by your agenda, or will you live your life by God's assignment for you? I want you to think about that. Will you live your life by your agenda, or will you live your life by God's assignment? And my heart's thought here, is that there's a lot of people that say, yeah, I raise my hand. I certainly want to go after God's assignment for my life. And by the way, that's a great choice. That's how we experience that fulfillment. That's how we change the world. That's how we make a difference, not by your small agenda, but by God's big assignment. But there's a lot of people that when it comes to God's assignment, to be honest with you, they're not really sure what is God's assignment. So I think there's a lot of good-hearted people in this room watching online that would say, sure, I would love God's assignment. But we're not really sure what God's assignment is. So what I want to do this morning is I want to give you a little nudge. I want to give you a little help. And I want to just nudge you in the direction of what is God's assignment for your life. So if you're taking notes, I believe there's two different layers when it comes to God's assignment for your life. There's two different levels, okay? And level one is what I'm calling it God's general assignment for your life. God's general assignment for everyone, especially those who have said yes to Jesus. I can assure you that this is God's assignment for you if you've said yes to Jesus, for everyone. And it comes in two different parts. Part number one of God's general assignment is simply this. It's called the Great Commandment. And this is what God desires for every one of us. This is God's assignment for every person, and that is he wants us to be people who love God. He wants us to be people who love others, okay? And that's why Jesus said these words when he was asked, what is the greatest commandment? Jesus replied, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love the Lord your God with all your soul and with all your mind. Then he says, second, and equally important, we're all called to love our neighbor as ourselves. So I want to let you know that's God's assignment for every believer. We're going to get a little more specific here in a few minutes, but that's God's general assignment for all of us, is we are to be people that we go around, and our goal is we want to love God and we want to love people. That's part one. Then there's part two of this general assignment, and part two of the general assignment is called the Great Commission. Have you heard that verbiage before? The Great Commission. And the Great Commission is basically that all of us, after we have said yes to Jesus, after we've had this revelation of God's love and God's grace in God's mercy. Here's the deal, gang. We're not to keep that to ourselves, but we're to give that away. And that's really what our assignment is now Jesus didn't leave us here just to kind of live our own agenda, but he came to so that we go out now and we do two things. What do? We love God, we love people, and we tell other people about Jesus, okay? And I want to let you know, if you want to know what God's general assignment for your life, for all of us, not just for pastors, not just for super Christians, but for every believer, every person that said yes to Jesus, this is your general assignment, that throughout your day, you're loving God, loving people, and also when the opportunity springs up, that you have the opportunity to share Jesus, to share this hope that we find in Christ. That's called the Great Commission. Now I want to move on to the, and there we go right there, go into all the world and preach the good news. That's the Great Commission. Here we go, level two. This is where we're going to get a lot more specific. The first level was for all of us. That's what God has called all of us to do. There's no exceptions. We're all in this together on this assignment. But here's the specific, what I'm calling God's specific assignment for you, okay? God's specific assignment for you. And this is where God has specifically placed you with all your unique gifts, all your unique talents, all your unique abilities, interests, and yes, even your personality. So that's God's specific assignment, is that he has specifically placed you somewhere. And he wants you to use your gifts, your talents, your abilities, your interests, really all he's put inside of you, your personality, and he's placed you in certain places to use those things. Certain places, like he's called you to your home. So your assignment is to go into your home and to be, we'll say, a spouse, a parent. That's your specific assignment. It's a place, it might be your place of employment. You're on assignment. So you thought, a lot of people think that you're just going to work to work 40 plus hours a week to collect a paycheck. I want to let you know, your employment, your occupation is much bigger than that. Does everybody understand that this morning? It's much bigger than that. Your place may be your neighborhood, that God has put you in assignment. He put you in the neighborhood. Just think of that. God put you in the neighborhood that you're in. And he put you there on an assignment. What's the assignment? Let's go back. He put you in your neighborhood to do what? Do we get it yet? He put us there to do what? Love God, love people, and tell others about Jesus. He put you in your place of employment to do what? Three things. Love God, love the people you're working with. Yes, love the people you're working with. Did everybody hear me? Even when they're annoying. How many people know that's a great test of your love? And not only that, tell them, ultimately tell them about Jesus. So you're to go to your home, your employment, your neighborhood. It may include, even include your assignment, it might be a ministry that God has placed you in. It might be a place where you volunteer in the community. But these are all the places, and wherever it may be, I know this, and that is that God has placed you in all five of these places on purpose, not by mistake. It says in Psalms 37, I think it's verse 23, it says this, it says the steps of the righteous are what? Ordered of the Lord. Meaning God has put you by his design in these five places, your home, your employment, your neighborhood, your ministry, the place where you volunteer, okay? And why has he placed you there? And that is to carry out his general assignment. And that assignment is God wants you to go into these places, to penetrate these places, and he wants you, while you're there, he wants you to love those people. He wants you to love him even in your work. He wants you to tell other people that there's hope. And I tell you what, we live in a world where there's not a lot of hope right now. There's a lot of brokenness. There's a lot of pain. And God has given you an assignment because a lot of those people may not ever walk, put foot into a church. And I want to let you know, you are the church. You are the people that God has placed on assignment. So let's stop living for our own small agenda and let's step into this great assignment that we have purpose, that we have meaning, that God wants to use us to change the world. Gang, I want you all to hear this morning, you have an assignment. Are you excited yet? You have an assignment where God wants you to go share his love. Love people, care for people. Here's a big one. Your assignment will always include serving people. It's not about you being elevated and you having a title and you having a position. It's all about if you're on God's assignment, you put on a towel and you, wow, I'm fired up. You begin to serve people. God wants you to serve people. Is everybody hearing me this morning? God wants you to serve people. And I want to let you know, when you begin to live out God's assignment, there's going to be fulfillment. There's going to be purpose in your individual life. You're going to begin to see life in a new way, and you're going to have the potential to change the world. God is looking for people who will raise their hand and say, God, I put aside my agenda, and God, sign me up. You can count on me. I will carry out your assignment. I will love you. I will love people. And I will tell people when I have the opportunity, I'll tell them about Jesus. And when we begin to live that way, I'll tell you what, there's going to be a new energy, a new life, a new zeal, a new passion, a new enthusiasm in your life that you're not just going to work. You're not just pulling into a neighborhood. You're not just going to these certain places, but God has specifically ordered your steps to be there. And he's looking for you to make a difference in the lives of those people. Because I want to let you know, church attendance is becoming less and less in our culture. And we need to be the church that doesn't just expect people to come in like we talked about last week. God is expecting you to go out on assignment. And God is expecting you to be his hands, to be his feet, to make a difference. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I want to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a very important question here. And today we're going to get, I'm just going to tell you right now, we're going to be bolder than usual. My question is, will you settle living for your life for your small agenda? That's your choice. Will you settle living your life for your own agenda? I know what's best. This is what I really want to accomplish. I have this grand plan, this A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. Will you live your life for your small agenda? Or will you choose to invest your life in God's assignment for your life? Even though it may be difficult, even though there may be times where it seems like it's inconvenient, even when there's times when, like Jesus, it will require maybe some suffering and some pain. And maybe there'll be times where, most of the time, all the time, I think it's going to call us to be people who serve other people. So my question is, how will you live your life? Will you live your life for your own small agenda? Or will you live your life for God's great big assignment for you? So this is what I want you to do. I want you to bow your heads, please. If you're here today and you say, you know what, I really feel a stirring in my heart that I want to step into God's assignment and quit living for my own agenda. Or maybe you're already living for God's assignment. Maybe you're already ahead of the rest of us. But if you're here today and you say, you know what, I'm all about God's assignment. I want to engage in God's assignment. I want to engage in what God wants me to be doing. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand to your feet right where you're at. And please I don't want any positive peer pressure here. I want you to say right now, God's speaking to my heart. And I believe God's speaking to people right now. That there's some things that he's wanting to pull us away from our assignment. See, I can pastor a church in my own agenda. Believe me, I've done it. But when I begin to read this book again and God began to stir my heart and say, Mike, I gave you an assignment. Get away from your agenda. Get back to the assignment. There was just a real moment where God had to work some things out in my heart. So let's pray for one another because it's not easy. It's challenging. There'll be times where it's inconvenient, but let's pray for each other right now. If somebody next to you stand, just put your hand on their shoulder gently. Let's pray for one another. Lord, we just come before you this morning. And Lord, we are people who desire to kick our agenda to the curb. And God, we are people who desire to engage in your assignment of loving you, loving people, serving people, telling people, sharing with people the hope that's found in Jesus. That we're living our lives with great purpose and great meaning. Father, I pray, God, that you'd move and stir our hearts. I pray that this language, this verbiage would become familiar around this church, that we are not agenda-driven people. We refuse to live small. We refuse to live closed-minded. We refuse for it to be all about us. And God, we want to engage. We want to engage in the greatness of what you have to use us to change the world, to make a difference in the people, in our workplace, our neighborhoods, our homes, wherever it is that you call us, God. We will step up and we will love by your power. We will love and serve by your might. And God, we will tell others when the opportunity. So Lord, we pray that you give us boldness, that you would give us confidence, that you would fill us with the same spirit that you filled the apostles with on the day of Pentecost, when you filled them with power to be bold, to be a witness. And God, I pray you fill us to be people that will be bold, that we will be strong for you. And God, I pray that we'll be people that will carry out your assignment for our lives. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone together said, Amen.